Hey, everybody. I'm sorry. This episode of Another Bright Side podcast is brought to you by Nature Box. And I know, wait. Everybody's going to be like, this time he has to have a Nature Box. This time he has it with him.
I've been waiting.
Every episode that he talks about is, it's about Nature Box. There is no Nature Box. And guess what? This is one of those episodes. Yeah, this is one of those episodes where, once again, I forgot the Nature Box. I did eat them all because they're so damn delicious. I just get home, smoke a bowl, and just eat a whole box of just unsaturated food. Right? That's what everybody wants, and that's what Nature Box is about. You get some fucking food delivered to you. There's some Nature Box right there.
You wait weeks and weeks.
it's like Christmas every month, you know? You get it, you just walk home after a long day of getting bitched at by your boss, and then you just want to die and hang yourself, and then when you get home, there's this beautiful box, orange and brown.
Orange and brown,
and it's just waiting for you, smiling.
The ugliest colors put together for you.
I know. And then all of a sudden, that orange brownness just lights this small glow into your face, and you grin because you know you're about to smoke a bowl and eat some Nature Box. Make sure to go to ABS Podcast and check it out. Click on the BNF Nature Box. What else is this? Oh, the Coco Jack. Yes, that's right, guys. The Coco Jack is back. And I don't know about you guys.
It's back? It went away?
Well, you mean, it's season. Fuck you. I'm doing commercials right now, right? This is some serious business that I'm doing. All right? Over here in LA, it's sunny. It's beautiful. And it's hot again. And you know what's awesome? Coconut water. Coconut water and awesome sunshine and warmth in LA is the perfect mix, and some drinks. You just have to get the Coco Jack, open up that nut, and drink. And swallow that shit. Have you ever had Thai coconuts?
Rejuvenate.
No, wait, Thai?
Yeah.
Thai coconuts? Nah.
Or just coconuts.
Have you had coconuts. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, they're all pretty much the same. Okay,
okay, yeah, like you made it sound real special right now. I don't know.
well, the Coco Jack is used to open up coconuts. And we actually done it. We've done it for parties back here where we buy a bunch of real Thai coconuts. Mm-hmm. And we just use the Coco Jack in front of everybody. And we all put Bacardi in there. And we
ooh,
start.
That sounds really.
I served myself. I was pretty happy. It was easy.
See, we have some experience over here.
I wheeled the Coconut Jack and it was fun.
It was fun, right? Right? The Coco Jack is the shit. Remember, go buy your fucking Coconut Jack. Coco Jack, and just open up nuts, okay? It's delicious. Add them to your diet. And you know what? They come with a lifetime guarantee, so it's the shit. Make sure to use ABS Podcast at checkout to get 10% off. That's right, bitches. And finally, the third one, and I'm going to start giving you some. Onnit. O-N-N-I-T. Onnit is a human optimization website that is all about nutrition, health, fitness, and workout equipment. They actually have the whole Onnit Academy, which is like a blog site of information where it teaches you how to do squats, it teaches you what to eat for nutrition, and it's all for free. Awesome shit. And we're going to be doing the fucking 10K in 2 weeks.
It is in 2 weeks.
Yeah, so we're going to need a bunch of Shroom Tech Sport. Make sure we fucking are climbing that shit. It's a 10K around Elysian Park.
What?
Yeah, so you know how hilly that place is? We've done it before. We did it last year, but trying to do it again this year, so.
Sounds fun.
Challenge
I know.
Accepted.
Onnit is the shit. And that's it. That's it, guys. You guys can check all of these products out at abspodcast.com/support. And all of these products help support the podcast. So, without further ado, I have ice cream here. And
hey,
no,
what's up?
Not the ice cream. The one that you lick. Well, I don't know. Maybe. Ice Cream, the DJ, the local DJ here in LA.
Yeah.
And Snooze, of course. Everybody knows the lovable Snooze.
Hello.
Without further ado, I'm Chris, and this is another Bright Side Podcast. All right, finally. About time. That was a long song. Anyway, guys, I have Ice Cream here.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, get closer. You're going to want to talk.
Okay.
Hey. Yeah, there you go.
How's it going?
Awesome. What are you doing?
I'm just here.
Chilling.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
I know. How you feel?
I feel good.
Yeah,
I
bet you too.
I feel pretty good right now. Yeah. Of course.
Of course. We're drinking some beer. Oh, where's the bottle opener, by the way?
Pasta.
Oh, it's right there. Yeah, give me that
okay.
Shit.
I need the bottle.
Yeah, that's cool. So, Ice Cream, you've been, how long have you been a DJ now?
A few years, actually.
Like,
I started when I was maybe like 18 or 19. I'm 24 right now.
Oh, wow. That's still quite some a while.
Time. Yeah, you got some time.
You got some years on
yeah,
that belt.
Yeah, I played in like freaking San Francisco, Santa Cruz, Monterey Bay, Salinas. Well, I'm from Salinas. So of course, I play out
Santa
there.
Cruz. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then Gilroy, San Jose. I had like... I think it was 2013. I had a little tour back home.
Aww.
In December. Yeah. So it was like over a year ago, but it was cool. Like, I mean, just friends, you know, like cause
yeah.
You just know people, like DJs know a lot of other DJs. So it's cool to like collaborate on events.
Yeah.
And it's cool. I mean, it's a rough business at times, but yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's a lot of years. Well, do you have like a big following over there in Salinas?
I have a cool, like I have fan base. It's growing, but it's just interesting where I am with my music right now because I've just been trying to learn other instruments.
Instruments?
Yeah.
Oh, you're trying to get just real music. Real sound. I mean, like
yeah,
actual like from an instrument into
producing.
I know. I fucking stepped into that one. I fucking walked into that one.
Sorry, oh my goodness, I freaking love this song. Okay, so that podcast that I saw last time, the one Kieza, that
oh,
song
yeah, yeah,
oh my
yeah.
God, I freaking love that song. It's so good.
Oh, you were listening to that?
Yeah, I've been like playing it over and over because it's so good. Like, oh my God.
Yeah,
it's
I did the same thing.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, oh my goodness,
it's I played it what is it called, my Hideaway
by yeah
Kieza, right?
It's good. Yeah.
And I played it for the podcast with Mike as the intro. It's a really great song, and if you see the music video, it was done all in one shot. And
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah,
yeah.
It has so much energy. I freaking love it. Yeah,
right. And like, it really goes well with the song,
mm-hmm.
and it's so well choreographed. And
it
looks,
I love
it. It has. I don't know.
I want to watch it right now. Just like filling
yeah, no,
it up right
we
now.
Can, we can't because
of course not.
That's a
no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
How long is the song?
It's like about
it's like
3.5 minutes.
3.5 great minutes.
Yeah, yeah. It has a cool breakdown. I work out to it actually.
Really? What kind of song
yeah,
is
I'm
it?
So gay.
What kind of song is it? Like, what's the style?
It's just like a deep house.
Yeah, it's like a deep house, like electronic music.
Okay.
Really good.
Just has that right there. And
yeah,
then,
it really makes you want to dance.
Yeah, definitely. The video
I just
want
to dance.
And did you see like the spoofs too? Because I got like connected to some spoofs, and I was like, wow, this guy did
there
that.
Were some spoofs?
Yeah,
oh,
like,
I didn't know that.
Like some guy, I don't know
oh,
his name.
Oh, that's fucked up. That's somebody works hours and hours. just to fuck it up.
But, oh, that's so bad.
I know, right?
Oh, my goodness. That reminds me of some things.
Okay. Some drama.
Yeah, I mean, just spending time doing silly things, you know, making us think of other things. You know, like, whatever, I don't know. I feel like...
What there's a lot of haters out there.
But spend time doing things that,
yeah.
Uh-oh. Just that. I don't know.
Are you getting into Twitter wars?
Is no! I don't even use my Twitter. Like, really? I don't.
You're just like, so, you're like talking back and forth. And talking shit to each other.
Yeah. You're I mean, those are fun.
You anything in your life.
Oh, dang. Hashtag. It gets on. Hashtag. Oh, those are so fun, though.
Getting hashtags over here. See? Already a great episode. So you say you're from Salinas, right?
Yes.
All right. How long you grew up over there? Or
I was born, yeah, and raised.
Really?
Uh huh.
And so why you moved over here just for your Cal State? Because you go to Cal State LA.
Yeah, for the okay. So graduated high school in 08, and then I went to a school in Connecticut. So that was a trip out there, you know.
Oh wow!
So sounds familiar.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I was at the University of Hartford. And
oh really?
Yeah, I'm studying business, so I've been doing that.
Wait, but I mean, that was Connecticut, and then how'd you end up at a?
I came back, and I mean, when I got back is when I really started getting like my equipment with DJing. I mean, the boy I was seeing back then, he was also a DJ, and he was like my high school sweetheart. So like, we both got into DJing together, and like. Yeah.
Then things just kind of went your way.
Well, I mean,
independent.
Yeah, I'm pretty independent. Yeah, that's if you could say that.
So, I mean, how'd you just like move from over there to over here?
I was out there for a couple years and I was doing that, and that's when I was like, I was doing more gigs with my cousin Tommy Arcade, and he's another we play a lot of raves out there.
Uh-huh.
Or like in San Francisco, Treasure Island, you know. There's Womp in Oakland, just different spots out there that are really like still keeping a scene alive.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been changing gears, you know, like I've been trying to mix on everything. So it's been a journey, you know, like I don't have, since I'm not seeing that boy anymore, you know, like I don't have the same equipment. Like mm-hmm. with that controller that he had, it was like what I really got down on, like, it was so easy. Connected with Traktor. Yeah. And then I learned how to map. My first controller, I bought a Hercules RMX.
Oh, wow. Then, I know that one.
You know that one? Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's fucking expensive.
Like $4, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Dude. So it's a VCI 100, though, and like that one, you could customize it, put the little arcade buttons, and that's what he had. That's what, I'll shout him out, Mars Attack.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah.
Mars Attack, I've never heard that.
He's from up north. I mean, he has some really good mixes, man. Like, because seriously, like, he's a really good DJ. I mean, got mad respect for him.
Oh, cool. Well, that's crazy. I guess, did you both join the rave scene at the same time?
Because when we were dating in high school, like, we would go to a lot of, like, local shows, but it was just, like, rock shows, man. Then, like, metal. He was in a grindcore band. I don't know if you know what that is, but yeah, like, it's fun. I mean, I freaking love their band. Like, the band that he was in, he was a drummer. Oh, my God. I still, like...
They're
not together anymore. Oh, like, okay. But they were all my, like, the people I chilled with back then, you know? Like,
dude, I remember going to so many fucking backyard shows.
Yeah,
and, like,
warehouse shows.
Like,
Where are they at now? Like,
that's true, huh? It's all, like, it's all... Where are they?
Where are they? Yeah, exactly. Who's?
Well, maybe they're like
really underground now.
Yeah, for real.
No,
apparently
they're only reduced to one backyard.
Wow!
Imagine, yeah. We gotta find that one.
That one backyard.
Oh my God!
No, but I remember.
But
like,
were they like for these backyard parties for everyone, or just for that specific age group?
I would listen to the music, but I would never dress like them.
Mm-hmm.
My godbrother, one of my godbrothers, uh-huh. We were both into the same music, and so he would take me to these backyard parties, but he would dress like them. And so when I would go with him, like, everybody would be looking at me really weird, like, you stick out like a sore thumb. You know?
Like a sore thumb. Oh wow.
But because I was with him, like,
they were fun. There was I remember even Watsonville, there was a show that we called it the spot that we called the Room of Doom. And like, it's just a little small. It's like
how much heroin was in that room?
Wow. Oh, damn.
Did I call it out?
No. Like, it was just like, dude, like, it was fun because it's so small. Like, okay, like imagine this size room, like the room we're in right now. Uh-huh. The band is right here. It's smaller than this, and it has like a like this cut through the house, like that. It's like a small little fucking shack, you know, whatever. It's like fucking oh, wow. small little spot that like we had shows at because people were that like open to the scene. Like the people when I was in that scene, it was amazing. Like to meet, to go on tour, and like to go see people, and like how friendly and like they want to be with you, like how people take you in, you know.
Yeah, it's interesting, like there's a lot of like these paradigms about what groups are based yeah. on the way they dress.
Oh yeah, most
and,
definitely.
Yeah, and like you really, once you join that group or you've experienced like an event with them, you realize, like for instance the rave scene, you know, mm-hmm. like a lot of people are like, oh, these are all fucking drug addicts, like this is like not, like they look very unsafe to be around, you know. Uh-huh. Based on the way they dress, the way they dress back when we went, you know?
With the big pants?
Yeah, the big pants and yeah. all the fucking candy and all that shit. So oh, some okay. people would tell me, like, whoa, like, this is not, you know, this oh is not God. Safe. And
I remember,
once you join it and once you experience it with them, like, this is the most fun, loving yeah, group, like...
ever. They take care of you.
Yeah, everybody, well, almost everybody... takes care of you, you know, like, and looks out for you yeah. and welcomes you to mm-hmm. it, you know.
Yeah.
And now it's, well, because so many people have joined, I think it kind of lost that luster, lost that
yeah, that intimate like understanding. Most definitely. Sorry.
Yeah.
I see that.
You know what I mean, and because you haven't experienced it, sometimes it's unfair to really like talk about them, and a lot of people just judge things from the, you know, front cover.
Yeah, I mean, I remember a show, actually, yeah, the guy I was saying, Mars, he had a, right when I got back from CT, he had another show, and then he had some, like, another grindcore band come from out, go up there to Selena's from Visalia, oh, and wow. they were cool, and but I had them stay at my place, because, like, dude, they didn't have anywhere else to go, my parents were hella chill. And like
we're me. Hella chill.
Yeah, like my mom. Yeah, like dang, I want to remember because it was so wild. It was a while ago, but I remember them. They came through, and then another. Yeah, there's cool people out there. You know, like,
yeah, yeah.
Bands that come out, like it's a good scene. That's what I'm saying. Like I miss it. I really do.
Yeah, that's because
DJing was totally different. You know, like. Because there's a lot of attitude with DJing. Like,
really?
I mean, when I started, I felt like I had, like, a bad influence on me or something. Cause,
what
like,
kind of attitude do you have to, like, have?
I mean, some people, some DJs, I guess, oh, my bad.
What is that?
That's my phone, yeah. Somewhere in a corner of my bed.
This is awful. This recording.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Done. All right.
It's
okay,
over.
Going there.
It's over.
Start over.
Get out of my
house. It's like that day.
No, no, it's a
oh,
fun
yeah,
video.
But, so yeah, I'm from Salinas. It's nice out there. Santa Cruz, it was real close. And then Monterey Bay.
And so that's crazy. So you guys just started going to raves because, you know, you had other influences convince you guys or what?
Oh, like raves and stuff. Like,
how'd you guys get into it? Yeah, that's one.
Cause we started playing more parties and like just playing electro cause that's what we were collecting. And then just connect. That's when you connect with other people. And then I don't know. We just ended up playing more and more. And then, but we didn't, I never got to play any of the ones in Santa Cruz. I should have played one, but I didn't end up going. It was like a one in the woods. Mm. You know when they do those like renegades?
Yeah.
I tried to throw a renegade too. I was trying to throw it in the strawberry fields.
Oh, no way.
That
would
have been cute.
You
yeah, it would have been so cute. But
you would have been caught.
No, I have a friend. Like he had a patch of land right there that we would go kick it there. We would just go post up and drink.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah, and like, yeah, middle of the night because you're away from like any residential. Like you're
oh,
far away enough.
Up north.
That's what I'm saying. Like there's spots. Like, I mean.
Over here, there is none of that.
That's like, what I'm yeah. saying. Like, oh, my goodness. You go to a beach here, you got to pay. Like
you got to pay. And over here, like if you go to a warehouse party, you'll be lucky if it's like a safe warehouse. House mm-hmm. because like
ooh,
there I've been to some warehouse parties where I was like, oh fuck no, I need to get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
Like I'm like, yeah, I've been to some parties that were like like even there was one
Didn't
time when
go to one and it got
before
raided?
We even got no oh yeah yeah but the one I was thinking of was like we just got to the oh could you close that door we just got to like the the party to the rave, and right as I'm getting there, like, there's somebody ODing, and they're dragging him out and tossing him in the back of a truck, and they're running to like an ambulance. What are you doing?
I'm looking for the phone, but I don't know where it is.
I hear it coming.
I hear it. Over there.
Oh my god.
Okay, it's okay. I don't need it. I don't need it. Okay.
Anyway, yeah, so like,
I think it's under that thing.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Oh, it's right next to me.
Oh no, you're all fucked up. I know. Quite that shit.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
whatchamacallit? Yeah, so I've been to a rave. Once we get it. We get there, like, somebody's ODing, and they're dragging them and tossing them in the back of a truck and running to the ambulance.
What? That's intense.
And we're like,
intense.
Once we got there, we're like, whoa. Like,
wait, so that happened when you arrived.
Yeah, when we arrived.
Wow. Like, whoa, dude. Like, nah. I remember leaving, like, a big massive out here before I moved out here, and, like, it was, I saw, like, a couple people, like, just, like, on the sides, like.
Yeah, it's not a safe place here, the way they do it. You know,
Vegas is, I mean, is Vegas that much better? Because, like, EDC, that was taken out there.
Yeah, well, Vegas, the whole city is working with you to be safe.
Okay.
You know, like, the whole city recognizes, oh, this is...
A party.
This is a party, but it's money bringing. It's bringing money. Exactly. So even the cops are blocking streets so that all the ravers have one street to go down.
Oh, wow. Nice. Okay. Because, you know? Yeah, the traffic was the worst.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to leave sunrise and then you're just, like, sitting in traffic for hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just, like, it's not organized.
Yeah, it's not organized. Outside enough, of the... But for EDC, it's a whole EDC week.
Yeah.
The whole city celebrates it.
Really?
Yeah. They even, like, dress up, like, the statues, like the Caesar statues.
Wow.
Yeah, with, like, EDC with sunflowers and
that's
stuff.
That's so cute.
I want to go...
Oh, you never been to the
I've been. I think it was the first year that they had it.
Yeah,
that's the only time I went.
Yeah, they dressed up and everything. Even that year, they Oh no, they did do it the second year, huh? They shut down the streets.
No, wait, I think I went two years in a row.
Because I went to the first two ones. I went to the first two ones in Vegas, and I went to like two here, right? Mm-hmm. So I went to four EDCs.
Oh dang!
Yeah, so I went here and over there. It's safer there, mm-hmm. but it was way more fun here.
Really?
Yeah.
I just remember, like, hopping fences and going down the seats.
That was here.
Yeah. Down the Coliseum.
I had way more fun. I remember
I was surprised we were able to do that. We were just, like, walking down the
we're
seats.
Like, we already trampled
we're
this.
We're gliding.
Yeah, we're like, we trampled the gates. Here
what?
We go, right?
You did that? Dang.
Yeah, dude.
I remember people get trampled. Hurt.
What?
Benny Benassi, man. Nobody gets between me and Benny Benassi.
Wow, that would have been, that would have been worth
it. That was back when Benny Benassi was like the shit, you know? Today.
What happened to him?
He stayed back in, he stayed in those years. He never developed himself. He's still playing the same shit.
He peaked.
Yeah, he peaked. Yeah, unfortunately. Like, once you get too comfortable and you're not constantly challenging yourself, you've peaked. You know, you're
that's good.
Then you're on a downward slope. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing, like, you know, you need to be constantly like
developing
something. Like, there's so much about this place we don't know. Learn
exactly,
you know?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
So I mean, there's some people that are like that, like, but some people, like, they don't learn new things. They don't try to expand their knowledge or read up on the latest shit about something. You know, even if you're a master at something, there's always something new in that field.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm just saying.
Yeah, just saying. There's a lot to learn out there. And yeah. I would not stop myself for anything, you know?
I don't know. I was thinking of DJing, and then I said, you know, I do not have the will
to collect.
I mean,
so
you know,
much.
Like, if you get on CDJs though, or something that's like more tangible, then I mean, they're all like a little different. They all have like their, you know.
Well, I remember, Funky Soul does that.
What?
Where they have like the
vinyl,
and they're like DJing them into
the scratches on vinyl is like it's like there, and then with like digital like tractor, I don't know, man. But my setup's always been like, I need like upgrades, and that's why I'm like, I'm kind of stuck right now, because even the mixer I have right now, the crossfader's broke, and like,
It has a chaos pad in the corner, and that's done too. So it's like,
I was gonna ask you, so how is it that like you come up with the sound, or do you just see it happening and then you try to mix them too? Like, how do you develop your music?
Oh, like structure it.
Yeah.
It's a good question, because it's a little different depending on the style of music. Because I've noticed that. Well, and depending on what you're on too, because you're kind of restricted at times if you're not quick enough. Because you know, when you're mixing on CDJs or vinyl, you're doing it by ear. You got to keep it in time, and that's a work in itself if you're not like, you know, on top of your game or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it's good. It's fun. I mean, once you get it, you get it, and then you can just keep trying.
Well, do you have an idea beforehand, or do
Yeah, sometimes I'll get like ideas where most of the stuff I worked on is like, I don't know, like Ableton. I'll just be messing with different samples and like different, just different sounds. But that's where I'm at right now, where like I haven't really released a lot of stuff out, just because like I'm really particular about my sound and like what I think is finished, and I'm just trying to focus on that. But I have a lot on my plate at the moment.
You have a lot, yeah. Well, yeah, you're going to college, you're working, and you're doing that, you know?
Yeah, because like I'm doing a lot for myself, trying to keep up.
It sucks. I think all three of us are doing that, right?
Yeah,
it's awful. Like, I work full time, I go to school full time, you know?
Yeah.
It's like...
But I mean, it's good. It's good to educate yourself.
Well, yeah, you need to constantly be... I don't know. Maybe because we're young. I'm pretty sure once I hit, like, 30...
What happened?
I'll peak.
Oh, no.
No. Yeah, maybe.
You'll start out taking music again.
I know. I start playing piano all over again. I'm just like... I don't know. I played music, and I have this huge appreciation for music, but I'm not up to my music anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe because I'm so busy and doing other things, but sometimes I think back, I'm like, man, I miss playing like the trumpet, you know?
Ooh, you played trumpet?
I played trumpet,
dude,
piano.
Ska band.
Ska band? Ska band? Here
I
go.
I can't see you.
I know. I would not be a ska band.
No. Sad face.
Sad face. Ska band. Ooh, ska band. Immediately planning out my future.
I know.
and I get 10%.
Dude. Do you have the bottle opener?
Yeah, right here. There you go, Snooze. Yeah.
Look at ska band.
I don't think I could do a ska band. I would probably do like a salsa band. Yeah, I would tell it. Can you see myself? Can you see me?
Kind of. Like, have you in a music video playing the trumpet?
Well, in grade school, I would play piano and trumpet at the same time. And so I would be in the salsa band, and then I would also be playing classical music on the side. It wasn't until high school that I started playing for the church. Mm. Yeah, that was weird. I got kind of weird.
Yeah. You and Eric.
Let's not talk about that. Anyway.
It's Valentine's Day. You're not going to bring it up, huh? You weren't going to bring it up?
I wasn't going to bring it up. I was going to ask you about it.
I thought you were going to bring it up.
Well, I brought it up.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, since you brought it up. who here has somebody? Who has a Valentine here?
Not I.
Not I.
Not I.
So this is Valentine's Day, and there's three single people doing a podcast.
Yep.
Oh no.
Oh wow.
Oh, this is where we ended up. Thanks for bringing up Valentine's Day.
Oh my god, my bad.
I don't know. It's whatever. Whoa, yeah, what was that?
Oh, did you...
Yeah, that was my mic.
Would you celebrate it when you were in a relationship with any of them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was cute what he got me last year. He got me a record. It was a Spider-Man record. Like a comic book. I don't know. It was so cute. I was like, no one's ever got me this thing.
A record of a comic book?
Yeah, like, so they're talking in it. It's for samples.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I was actually just cutting through it right now. Like, I think it was last night, yeah.
Oh shit. That's crazy. Yeah, I didn't even know they did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, no. Is this a Batman one? I that'd be a Batman.
Totally into Batman. That's my man.
My boo.
That's my homie right there.
Your homie.
With benefits.
Batman.
With benefits.
Oh my.
There's a guy who does like really like sad, silly Batman comics. His name is Not Talking Please on Tumblr. So hilarious.
You would be so telling me this.
He makes him look like a pussy and an asshole and a douche. But wait, relatable.
So
it's
relatable. So oh, wow. Basically okay. It's me. It's me in a Batman costume.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, straight up this way. Oh my god.
Total asshole, but relatable. Good definitions. Good job. No, for me, for Valentine's Day, we just... No, like, I mean, we would do, like, something special. Not something, like, grand, you know? Not like, oh,
grand?
I bought you...
What's a grand thing to do?
You know, like, flowers on bed and, like,
flowers
lotion.
Flowers on the bed and lotion. Candles. Got down. Right? Oh, dang.
Have some Sade play in the background. Yeah, the pace. Just flowing with the waterbed.
Ew, waterbed? Some awkward, like...
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
so that's
to
okay.
Give you visuals. You see it? I know you saw it in your head.
Oh, anyway. My goodness. Yeah, that's
it. That's it, right? Right? You got it. I want that shit to sizzle.
Anyway.
Yeah, we would never do something like that. Okay. It was it was always like, you know, oh, I got you like this, like something cute or something stupid, or like we'd go to our, oh, we probably would have gone to like never mind. Go to like a restaurant or something.
Nice save. Yeah.
Like go to a restaurant or something, or
hotel,
or go to a, yeah, no, not a
the
hotel.
Westin.
What? The Westin, not even the Hilton. It's like,
oh my god, I thought that's what you were trying to hide right now. I was like, okay.
No, not a hotel. But we would do something like special, kind of, you know, like a dinner or something.
No, that's
or like,
sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing grand where it's like, oh, let's like have this like romantic horse ride around some bullshit, you know? Something simple. Keep
scheduled,
it simple.
Scheduled at 6 a.m. 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Sunset.
Sunset. You're gay.
Oh, wow.
Look at the colors.
No, but, no.
Yeah.
I guess Valentine's Day is just, I guess just a day, I guess.
It pretty much is. I mean, if you choose this one day to show that you care, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To show your love. I mean, you should be showing that every day. All day, every day.
Yeah. Just be nice every day.
Yeah, I mean, you know? Why not?
Right.
Well, now there's cute stuff that they sell to show it.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. People do make...
That's only...
And the flower, the flower shops. Yeah.
Only available at... That's the... You're right, well, Snooze. That must be it.
You get hearts, chocolate.
You get a heart chocolate. All right, check this out, okay? I was at work yesterday, and it was a stupid busy day. Like, I was fucking swamped. And our clients send some flowers to some of the girls, you know?
Really?
And I guess there was one guy that sent, like, this huge box of chocolates and shit, you know?
Okay.
You know, this is optional. You do not need to send it. These girls were talking shit on these chocolates.
What?
Like, you gave us some
Seriously.
Like, this motherfucker, like, he's giving us some lame ass shit. The least he could have done was get us some C's.
Oh, wow.
Got them like chocolates from the 99-cent store down the street.
Oh, what the? Like, what? The fact that he even got you anything, you know, like, dude, wow. I'm like, I'm gonna eat these chocolates.
No, wow, did you?
No, I ate a few. But I mean, like, dude, it's the ones with like the fruit shit inside, you know? Yeah. It's like, oh, it looks like chocolate, and then, oh, it's fruit. You toss it out. See, that's why, you know, you gotta eat fruit. Anyway, you were saying.
Have you ever gotten like gifts from like customers like that? Yeah.
But not like that. Like, this was like a huge ass heart box of chocolate.
Wow.
No, I have a coworker. This customer's in love with her. He made her 6 mixed CDs.
6 mixed CDs?
Yes. Wow. And he handed it to me. And
he's that more valuable than a big box of chocolates?
I think so, though. Okay. Yeah, because you like mixed CDs. What does it say? Yeah, like, what's on it? Like, exactly. What's on each CD?
They curated. Yeah, they collected and put it together. That's so cute. And thought of you.
Yeah, I was working. Oh, yeah.
But he's like this older, like, Indian gentleman. He's probably in his 60s.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, how old is she? She's 30. But she's like...
Half his age, okay.
Half his age, yeah, exactly, still.
Oh, shit.
And, like, she's really cool, and I just started laughing, because he doesn't know her real name. He just calls her Southern Belle.
Ooh. Southern Belle?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God.
But she grew up in California.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Hell Bells. Oh, yeah, Southern Belle.
But it's crazy, I don't know. I was like, this is, like, really sweet, but, like, How do you feel about that? Yeah, how do you take that when it's irregular?
I've gotten gifts several times, like some of them even money, you know, like people just love to give me shit. I know older ladies like me, like just this Friday, like that chick that got that box of chocolates mm-hmm. was telling me like how many of the older women like are just constantly checking me out and telling her like, what? Man, I would do things to him and blah, blah.
Wow.
I was like, wow. Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. I'm like,
what the fuck? Dang. Like, is this harassment when I hear it? Huh? Is it considered harassment when I listen to it?
No, but she was like, she was just like laughing, like, oh my God, that bitch is in love with you. Like,
dang.
I'm like, okay. Yeah, she's helping us out. Anyway. Anyway, that's just kind of weird. Now you guys know something about me. Oh man, I wish I could erase it. Anyway,
no regrets.
I was gonna ask you, mm-hmm. why did you? I know I'm flipping topics. I'm trying to escape from that, you know, pedophilia. Why did you choose your alias to be Ice Cream?
Ice Cream? Oh, well, Ice Cream Adventure. That's my DJ name.
Ice Cream Adventure?
My artist name, yeah. Ice Cream Adventure.
Yeah, but that's why I'm asking.
Oh, why did I choose it? Yeah. Oh,
that's
sorry.
Your alias, right?
Oh, yeah. That didn't explain it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you just repeated what I said. Like, you're right. That is my alias. Well, you did some research.
Wow.
Right, though? That's exactly what happened?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
So why ice cream?
Okay, so I was, like, driving through Santa Cruz. There's like this little ice cream shop, and I was just kind of thinking names already for my band, and that's what came up in my head. And I had a homegirl, and I told her, and she was just like, nah, like, let's she actually threw out a better name. Well, I liked her name too, but I really liked Ice Cream Adventure, and like, so I kept it, you know. It was good. I liked it. I felt like it caught a flip. Like, I like mixing different sounds, so it's like all these different flavors, you know what I mean?
Like Baskin Robbins,
kind of. Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah,
mixing up.
Yeah,
having
just
different
like
flavors,
different stuff,
styles.
I'm thinking about like
it's all EDM
combos.
Though. It's all electronic.
All EDM?
Yeah, and I mean that's what I stick to.
I didn't know it was adventure. Ice Cream Adventure. I thought it was just ice cream.
Well, I like when I prefer people just call me Ice Cream, not like the whole name.
Ah.
Like.
Or D. Sense. Yeah, people call me D out back home, Lil D.
No. Lil D. I see, I always thought there was like a bigger history about that.
What?
About the name.
Oh, I mean, that's like the real version, but I could.
The
I
real
mean,
version?
That's like the realest version right there. It's just like, yeah, I came up with it, just like popped in my head. It wasn't like, I mean, I don't know. I just felt like it was just a name that really stuck with me. I got a little ice cream tattoo right here too. I mean,
oh no way.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I have seen that.
Yeah.
It's like the 1950s style, right?
Aww. It's like a. It's not. I mean, like it's like a. Like a pink scoop.
Ah.
With a little. It has like teeth though. It's like a little vampire ice cream thing. It's like, oh, it's like a little monster. You try monster. Licking
it, it bites back.
I know.
Right. Oh, no. Pretty much.
Pretty much. That's what happens. Mm-hmm. Oh no. The way I came up with this name, I was really, really drunk. We came up with the name.
Okay.
And I was really just pissed off.
Why were you pissed off?
Because I tried doing my raver name, which is Mr. Brightside. And there were already people that already took that name on iTunes. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, fuck, man. And so I just said, all right, well, I forgot who it was. I think it was you.
What?
You're like, why not just do another Brightside podcast then? And we're like, fine, let's try it. And so we typed it in and it was available. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, and then like as an acronym that my website is called, it's called ABS Podcast, which is basically what my podcast is. It's just BS.
Aww.
So, well, right?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Right? I mean, there's no agenda here except to be real.
Mm. You know? Yeah, for sure.
So, I don't know.
I hear you.
I'm just that's saying.
Cool. Yeah.
But it just worked out how drunk we were. It just came out of just being completely trashed.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. I mean, that's a good... I like it. I like the idea.
So. Yeah. 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 Wait, is that... So did you ever get a raver name inside the...
Yes, I was just thinking about it.
What was it?
Chronic.
No way.
Yeah.
Chronic. I like that name.
You do?
Yeah. As a
Kronos.
Kronos. Or you know, the weed chronic.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
To be honest about what
I even met a Kush out there. Yeah, shout out.
Alex Kush.
No, I was like I'm sure there's hella Kushes out there.
Hella
though.
Kushes.
Yeah. Hella Kush. Yeah, I'm sure
there's
hella
Kush.
Hella Kush. Hella Kush. Oh, new rave name. Oh, I want that one.
Well, they have like Disneyland. Disneyland?
Or Disneyland.
Disneyland. Oh!
That's some reference right there.
That's what we call it when we go.
When we go. Because we're Disneyland. That is way more popular than I thought it was.
What? Disneyland?
Doing drugs at Disneyland?
Dude.
Dang. I haven't done it yet, but.
I've never done it either, except, you know, weed. We talked about that earlier.
Oh, yeah.
They don't like check you or anything.
Oh, my goodness. I had an edible at Six Flags.
Yeah,
oh,
what?
An edible.
Oh, I don't think I could do it
now. No. Yeah, you don't want to. I mean, I was just so faded. No, it was bad. I mean, I was with some friends and they had the pass, though. They had, you know, like.
Yeah.
So we were cutting lines, you know, and like it was
the fast pass.
But they had more than us, so they figured they ralphed. Like when his friend was like fucking, he like threw up like right there, and we were just getting off the ride. Yeah.
Damn.
How hot was it? Pretty hot.
It wasn't even that hot. I don't think. But I just remember I was just like, dang.
Because I remember going on really fucking stanky ass hot days. Oh, waiting in line.
Yeah,
long
you're there
line.
For 3 hours and you're sweating
there's
balls.
A mess.
Oh, yeah.
It's a mess.
Oh, yeah. There's yeah, I remember those. I remember that with spray mist, right? That's funny.
Oh, my God. It was like...
Totally forgot about that.
Have either of you been to Santa Cruz?
I never have. She has.
Mm-hmm. So you have? Oh, okay.
I still haven't been to the pier yet.
Oh, that's what I was
going to
say. The boardwalk. Yeah.
Yeah. The boardwalk.
The boardwalk's cute. Yeah.
I've always wanted to go. It's cute. It's super cute. It's like a little boardwalk.
It's a little boardwalk. And then you got a little arcade. And
they're known for that.
A little bowling alley.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't that sound cute?
Doesn't that sound cute? We have like a creepy maze of clowns and like a game stuff over here, Redondo Beach Pier.
I think I've been out there.
It's creepy.
They had a bunch of my Spidey stickers last time I went. I freaking love Spider-Man, so I'm like always trying to like, dude. I was gonna bring it up right now because like I just posted this.
Batman?
Yeah, and we talked. What were we talking about? Oh, the vinyl. Yeah, Well, pretty much, I posted this because I saw that there's a video out there. I don't even know what it would be, like, linked under, but it's freaking Spider-Man on the court. Like, he's just, like, fucking balling. Like, oh, dude, it's so funny. On the court? Yeah, like, he's playing basketball, and, like, he's in a suit, and, like, it's just, like, some, you know, like, some Vine. Like, I'm really not selling this, but, yeah. It's, like, really not selling it's this. So, yeah, I just, and then they got, like, a trap beat over it and shit. It's so funny. Hold on. You're actually gonna pull it up? I thought that was like.
Well, I don't know where. Oh yeah, it's on YouTube. I can't do it.
Yeah, save it for later.
Oh no! Yeah, I'm not gonna do it.
I don't know why I'm bringing up these randoms, but yeah.
Well, I mean, I fucking look up shit on YouTube all the time.
Yeah,
oh, you do. Okay.
YouTube is like the new public access.
Oh yeah.
You know. Like, just random shit that is just on there. Or, like,
some shit you can't see. They're like, you're forbidden because you live in this country. I'm so sorry.
Really?
Yeah. Even, like, music in general, I'm not allowed to listen to.
There's some shit that, really?
Yeah. They're like, you're out. Yeah, like, your country. I don't know.
Wait,
like,
here we are living in the U.S. of A. where we should be having access to everything. What is it, like about Catcher in the Rye or something?
Wow, yeah.
And just these are like, shit? Yeah. And that's these tracks bold. Are unknown as it is. I'm like, fuck you.
Dang.
That's awful. Can you believe that shit? That there's a lot of, I don't know. There's just too
much. There's a lot of bullshit, man. That's it. There's a lot of bullshit in, like, how things are being regulated and who's in charge and, like, what they're it's doing just awful. To a lot
these
of people.
Are just like tracks, music tracks. It's not like I'm like trying to look up like intense video I know, like, of like some political. I know.
How to blow up Los Angeles? how do you I blow up? That's a good question. I'm gonna Google that shit. Is there a video for that? I'm not willing to read.
Oh my god! Do you remember when? Do you remember when the internet barely came out?
Yeah.
And like you're like researching just like random shit. And
oh, porn.
It was like, it was
porn.
Dude. Porn? Well, yeah, like.
That's all I did. Dude. I really thought pets.com was about buying pets, about looking at pictures of just pets.
A pets?
A pets.com. Do you remember pets.com?
No.
No.
No? Oh my God. It was one of the early .com bubble companies. Uh-huh. Where they were like, oh my God, like this is a company that sells pets products. You know, like almost competing with,
Petco.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, like, they would generate money that way, but, like, people put so much money into it, not realizing, you know, it's just a fucking retail company, you know, yeah. Not even that, you know? And it just blew up and just failed. And their famous
dying away phrase was
no. Their famous mascot was like this sock puppet.
Oh, it was a
sock
okay.
Well, it was not a sock puppet, but it was like a sock puppet to look like a dog. So
really?
It was like
I remember
pets.com or something like that.
Oh,
you know, like do you remember?
I remember.
I think so.
That was a while ago. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a while ago. Yeah. It blew up. It just fell apart. It was not a sustainable thing because the internet was free to everybody, you know? So like there were other websites doing the same thing that, you know, there was so much competition, you know, even now there's so much competition just, for podcasts or like music. How many DJs post, you know, shit on SoundCloud?
'Cause it's so accessible now.
Yeah. But you know, now there's these platforms and websites for everybody who wants to be creative can be creative, you know. Now we are all on the same equal level playing field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really think that like for instance, this podcast is really small, hardly, you know, it's not a big famous podcast or anything. And you know, if it doesn't become that, that's fine. I just like doing this,
mm-hmm.
you know, and people who post up videos about stuff. I mean, that's something that they just like to do. You know, everybody who wants to be a celebrity can kind of be a celebrity if they want to. You know, I think this whole idea of fame is going to trickle down to everybody. And everybody's going to be more interconnected and ideas will be easier to share with each other because we're all communicating through these different portals. And
oh, I see.
You know?
I see. Yeah.
So it's almost, I mean, it's globalization, but it's also internet. the way the internet has expanded and touched all of us, you know. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't know, I'm going on a rant.
Those hashtags. No,
I mean, that's yeah, that's great.
You know, like, I mean, it worries me when I think about. And like we were talking about how you can't see what you wanted to see, which is just a simple music video, mm-hmm. but it can extend to anything else. Like, what if you want to learn about a book or like a summary, a synopsis about something, and they've made a video or a website about it, you know, you can't see that.
Yeah, I have no access to it.
Exactly. And so what concerns me now is that these internet providers like Comcast and Time Warner Cable, they're trying to dismantle net neutrality, you know.
They're trying to give
Netflix or other high paying websites more access to the internet than other websites, and that's
it's not fair. Yeah,
it's not right. Anyway, that's my rant for the day.
I mean, yeah,
you only allowed
one. Only one.
Gotta fight that. Yeah, because it's real, right? Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, where do you post up most of your stuff?
SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm. So let's say there's another website that's willing to pay more. You know, mm-hmm. they get more of the traffic. They are able to upload more of your stuff, you know, and SoundCloud just dissipates, you know.
Has to take the hit.
He has to take the hit. But who else takes the hit? All those artists that are trying to share their music, you know, some of them even for free. I mean, they just want their music to be out there. And if you change the level of the internet, you're really like screwing over the little guy, the guy that wants to express themselves.
That is true.
You know, so.
Good point.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big issue that, I don't know. I don't know if you guys know about that.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It sucks.
But they're making a decision like at the end of this month, right?
Ooh, what?
Yeah, I think
that's how soon it is.
Well, it's been in talks for the past like 7 months. Yeah, pretty much the whole year. And you know, I think there's a big pushback, like a lot of internet community users. Yeah.
But you know what? People are just gonna build outside of the government because but the thing is, another thing to point out, like, I just gotta say it because mm-hmm. it's like, there's a lot of things that we're doing to damage our environment. Like, nature around us isn't used to these Wi-Fi signals. This, like...
Well, bees.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up. They're like, we're killing off the bees. Their navigation is totally off now because of our...
Really? Yeah. We affect the bees?
Yeah, well, and they feed us. They feed us. So it's like, it's important to, like...
Well, they're also part of this whole ecosystem of... you know, moving and pollinating plants.
Exactly.
You so know, and, like, you know, bugs and animals and things that we eat depend on those plants. And so it kind of expands itself on a bigger level.
I'm surprised we affect the bugs because we don't. Are we also getting affected too?
Well, that's the debate because they've done some studies that doesn't show any reaction, but we've only had Wi-Fi for what, 5, maybe 10
Dude,
years?
It is. I'm sure, you know?
The only way to really know is to really see multiple generations and the effects of it.
For a study.
But not only that, there's other. It, yeah, you know? I mean, exactly. Look at the time we live in right now. We're getting hit by radiation from Fukushima right now.
Yeah, we are.
And it's like that stuff is like and toxic to our world. Like, really toxic.
Well, toxic to everything, really. I mean, that by far is, I think, more pressing than the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Because the Wi-Fi, technically, we can still think and do stuff, but I think because we're using Wi-Fi, we can still communicate. I think if we didn't, we'd be all fucked. But the Fukushima thing, I mean, you're talking about like toxic waste going into waters, destroying environments and affecting the food chain, you know, because we like now I eat a lot of salmon. Salmon's my favorite. Mm-hmm. And I love fish. You know, I just love, I'll eat anything out of the ocean,
but it's getting mixed in by the time.
But now I have to like be aware. Well, what part of the ocean did you get this? You know, like, did you get a part of the Pacific or the Atlantic? Uh-oh. Because
you gotta ask the right questions.
Yeah, because now I know that, you know, the Pacific Ocean right now is all fucking tainted with like all this nuclear waste that hasn't been even resolved, you know, and the more of the oceans are just getting more and more of it. And so I have to be, it's scary, dude. Like,
yeah.
And they're doing their best, I get it, but they're not,
but it really
they're not fixing like, the issue.
It's affecting all of us. Mm-hmm. This is going to affect the world.
Yeah. I mean,
we need to get our scientists together. We need to get our heads together.
They have. And they got in, like, these people who have had these simple solutions to, like, removal of radiation. Mm-hmm. But they're not going to support them because it's, again, I don't know.
Well, it's Japan. They're
they don't want to invest in that invention or that person.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. For
improvement.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the thing.
So I don't know if they're making money off this pollution or sickness or
Kind of. In a way, because they're sort of like, well, who's going to... I mean, we're making this for what profit?
Yeah.
You know? Who's going to pay us?
Yeah, exactly. Who's going to pay us back?
And so no, I mean, that's sad, dude. Like, instead of coming together and saying, hey, this is going to affect all of us.
Yeah,
because
there are cures, there are solutions, and we know mm-hmm. about them, but no one's, I don't know.
It's just interesting because it's like there's a lot of things that are hitting us, like our diets, what's being really allowed in our food chain.
Well, the U.S. is by far confiddled as to what to say is in our food chain.
Did you say confiddled?
Confiddled. They're confused because they talk about one thing and they say that these drugs are good and mm-hmm, you can only have these drugs. And, you know, really, I mean, I was talking about it with a few people this week is how, you know, medicine in general, how to fix people mm-hmm. is simply the reactive state. You know, you're not, they're so focused in like, oh, you have diabetes. Oh, your body's not producing enough insulin. Here's a shot. So that you can produce more insulin. It's not the fact that this fool eats burgers every day, you know, yeah. or like years of eating unhealthy, not exercising, or just, you know, just paying attention to what you eat, mm-hmm. you know, years of that. And we're just reacting to it. Oh, here's an insulin shot, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's a big problem, you know, and it goes down to what we're feeding our kids. And like you were saying, like, our nutrition and how we eat affects us all together.
The number of autism cases in the world or in our nation right now is just, if you look at the numbers from the 1950s, my grandma, she is actually studying this and I did a report on it and was telling me that, like, yeah, like there used to be like no cases.
Yeah, it just happened, happening these past couple of years.
It's a chemical thing?
They don't really know.
Uh-huh.
But what we do know is that people with autism... Well, now we're jumping around. We're covering so many topics. People with autism generally, when they're born, mm-hmm. the plasma that they're in mm-hmm. has extremely ridiculous high antibodies. So that means the baby's body was fighting off some kind of infection or it's trying to, and which is why the body couldn't focus on development.
They're like pure survival mode.
Right? Yeah, they were in pure survival mode. So that means that something is causing such high antibodies that the baby is resisting it, mm-hmm. you know? So they don't know what. But
is that in the DNA or in the brain?
Well, it's in both. It can happen to both because technically, you know, the body is resisting it because it's not used to this, whatever it is, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's why their antibodies are so up. But then their antibodies could be up simply be from their fathers or mothers. But it's obvious that people with autism, they were born this way with a higher, ridiculous amount of antibodies. Mm. We don't really know why. So there's been some suggestions, and the two ones I kind of think is the reason is the food. Now, one is because... Like, there was one guy, the guy from Bulletproof Coffee,
mm-hmm.
his theory is that it's gluten.
Really?
Gluten in our food, which actually does make the body produce antibodies.
How would that produce, I don't know.
Because you're eating that while you're pregnant.
No, I know, but I'm learning about genetics and stuff, so, okay. Probably the probability of one of the kids in random selection is producing more antibodies than like another child that probably did not get autism. Do you know what I mean?
Well, they test it once they're born.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's when they test it.
But right? It's just an interesting like whole ordeal. Like it's like the person, not if they're autistic and like what they're more focused on instead of.
Yeah, it is interesting.
But what if their diet is constant? Like, why didn't the other kid like?
Well, that's why they yeah. can't. Well, that's the thing is that they just know that this is what they were born with,
mm-hmm.
and so they're trying to figure out why is this the same like trait? Why is mm-hmm. this? Why do they all have this?
Oh.
So that's why they tested all these pregnancies variables. And then the ones with the highest antibodies were the ones with autism. So they're like, wait a minute, well, why do they all have the same trait? Mm-hmm. And that's what all the scientists are trying to figure out. And there's mm-hmm. some theories, there's not enough proof. Mm-hmm. So one of them is the gluten.
Yeah.
Right? Because it kind of makes sense, you know, gluten causes higher antibodies, which cause inflation, which can inhibit the growth of a baby,
mm.
you know, particularly at its final months. And the second one is that we eat too many GMO products. Mm. Like they don't have the same nutrients as organic or natural yeah. or natural food. And so it affects the baby's development too, because the baby is being deprived of that nutrition mm-hmm. and it's raising these antibodies to help itself out.
Mm-hmm.
The final one that I could think of is vaccines. Mm-hmm. There's no proof linking vaccines to autism. And I personally don't think that vaccines they could.
Mm-hmm.
But if the trait is already before they even got the vaccine,
mm-hmm.
then there is something. Maybe it's not the vaccines then. Although you could possibly be born with no antibody, such high antibodies, and then you get the vaccine and then it happens.
It triggers.
Yeah. That could happen, definitely. Mm-hmm. But I think there's not enough proof for that. I think it's definitely more what's happening in the mother's womb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that the mother may not be aware of and that we probably don't even know about. Yeah,
she probably, do guys express it more? Are guys more likely
I think men are more likely to get autism. Yeah,
well, they show mm-hmm. it, but the mother can carry it, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because mm. I have a cousin and he's autistic, but like there's, I don't know, it varies autism.
Yeah,
like,
it does.
From like the mild to extreme and...
Yeah, and that's the other creepy part, you know, that it can show in different ways. There's so many different types of autism mm-hmm. now that this DJ show really turned into an autism show. I know, here's our DJ. Should get more beer. Well, here's the opener.
How did that? Yeah, my bad. I don't know.
No, okay. I mean, we're just talking. I mean, it's crazy how that information is out there, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we don't know yet. We don't know exactly what causes it.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's crazy.
But I mean, like with how they're like, okay, I have a little cousin. She's autistic, and she's in school, and they're testing them, and like there's certain things that she's getting so high in, like she's scoring higher than the other kids, but like she can't do math. There's certain, it's the way that they think, though, the way that they process, like...
Well, it's the way they have to get by, because people with autism,
mm-hmm.
their senses are so heightened. It's almost like, you know how a dog can smell? It's like that with all their senses.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, in order to concentrate and focus, well, this is the way it was explained to me. They need to learn one thing very well. So it could be sight, it could be hearing, it could be math. There's something that they latch onto. You know, at a baby, they're trying to figure something out, and they latch onto it, and that's the way they understand things. That's how they process the world. So we process the world by thinking. We absorb things and we can deduct from everything. But they focus on this one thing, and they're like, "All right, this is all I can understand." And this is how I can understand the world. So, for instance, there was this Radiolab. I don't know. Do you guys know Radiolab? It's a show on NPR. They have a podcast, too. It's really good. But one of them, they were talking about how this kid got autism, you know. And, you know, they would always play Disney movies and stuff for the kid as he was growing up and stuff. And they noticed that, oh, shit, you know, he's losing his ability to communicate. He gets kind of lost. Like, he doesn't talk as much anymore, you know. And he's just kind of, like, weird. And he was diagnosed with autism. And they figured out, oh, shit, you know, how are we going to communicate? And they couldn't find a way to communicate what he wanted.
Oh.
But they, this was like this for years. And, you know, parents lose hope. They kind of don't know what to do, you know, because it's almost like you're just dragging this problem around. And finally one day, like, you know, dad's tucking in their baby and or their kid, and I forgot what he said, but one of the things that he said triggered something, and the kid replied with a Disney line from a movie, from Aladdin or something.
Aww.
So the kid, what he did was, apparently they figured it out, was that he understood the world through Disney movies.
Really?
What? Oh, that's such a twist.
Yeah. So the way he would learn things, and pretty much Disney is like all music and like, and like very sing-along-ish, I guess. He was able to develop communication through sing-along.
Oh,
that's, so he would really like sing along like some of the songs from the like Cinderella, Beauty and the Beast, and all that stuff. And through that, he was able to learn English.
Oh,
and he can communicate now. He's like 21 or 22 now.
Does he still sing along to people?
Yeah. Well, not really. Like but he's able to communicate now. And yeah, I think he's in a high school level. Still, because he's, you know, years of not communicating and understanding things. But yeah, that's how he latched on. He understood this.
Wow.
And from that, from Disney, he learned more about the world and himself and everything. He was able to communicate. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is
such
crazy.
A trip and uniqueness. Like,
I feel if I were to ever hang out with him, I would be like in a musical. Like, all of a sudden, he would like.
I don't think that's how it works.
All of a sudden,
I know. But yeah, it's such a crazy thing, autism. I mean, we don't know how you get it, and it's very hard to communicate with them. Sometimes, I mean, you know, there's some of them that have slight autism, but I mean, obviously this one was, you know, strong, heavy autism. So it's crazy.
That is a trip.
I know. And also makes you realize how we only experience reality this way.
Yeah.
You know, like, so many different people perceive this world in different perspectives, people with autism is definitely an extreme expression of that.
They can't help it either.
Yeah, I mean, I think I saw something on the news about an autistic girl who didn't speak, and like she started typing though, and so she would write to them and exactly how she felt, and it was crazy, like what she felt, like her whole body was burning. They're like, oh, crazy stuff like that, like that's what she felt, on like why she would start screaming, like because they would ask her like why she was like, because she would like go crazy like a certain part
of
the day.
Holy shit, dude.
I don't know, it's just a trip.
Yeah, because I mean, without latching onto something that you can understand, your anchor, they're on this like just sensory trip forever. You know, I don't know. It's very. It must be mentally challenging, for sure, to realize how lost you are and not being able to understand things around you.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Especially when people are getting frustrated at you.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I would understand that, too.
Yeah. There's a guy that, one of our clients, He has a house filled with adult autistic people. And he tries to help them, like, live and make it on their own. And he was telling me, like, it's some of them just can't do it. Their autism is so severe that they can't really go out and be, like, work. They can't work. And some of them have to work part-time. And very few can actually, like, make it on their own. It's tough, he was telling me. I mean, we know them as kids and it's tough, but then you realize, oh shit, they grow up this way. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. Some of them, a lot of them never get it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they never get it, like they don't know they have it or they are aware.
No,
right?
Of course they mm-hmm. No. I mean, they don't get it that they can't latch onto that thing where they can learn to express themselves in the world.
Hmm.
You know, they don't have that sensory stuff. Mm. It's such a mind trip to think of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to imagine yourself losing it. I have lost myself on acid several times, so I imagine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done psychedelics?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite?
Shrooms.
Shrooms?
Yeah.
Mm. What's your best experience on shrooms?
Mm, I mean, I.
Other than sex.
I've only taken it a few times, but it's always been like stems or whatever, and it's been super chill. Like I'll usually just be like surrounded by music.
You've never done like a very heavy hallucinogenic trip?
Nah, I haven't. I mean, when I did drop, like I blacked out. So
what?
Oh, wow. Yeah, so I missed the trip. Yeah. I ended up in like, I was at Pismo. I was in the first time I tripped was in Pismo Beach. Some friends from Gilroy, they like took generators out there and stuff. Like it was really cool. Like
holy
we set up out there. Like it was like,
look at this
cars
shit. She's
deep.
All hardcore.
Yeah. So freaking yeah.
She's super hardcore. This one fighter.
Generators.
But I ended up, I like yeah missed the whole thing, man.
Aww.
My bad.
That's cool.
Well, I don't know. I'm an avid proponent for psychedelics.
Okay.
So, we've done acid trips like in Big Bear. There's this forest rave that we go to that we love doing acid at.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can see the stars and like see the lights out into the woods. It's crazy.
That sounds beautiful.
It is beautiful. It's my it's our favorite trip. Like
when
rave.
Is it?
I'm gonna miss it this year. It's in May.
Yeah. You what? Why are you gonna miss it?
It's my brother's wedding.
Oh,
you know he had to ruin everything.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Is it open bar?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I know.
Bring a flask.
I don't know. I'm talking ahead of myself. But I really don't know, but it might be. I don't know. I got a plus one, so. Who's going to be the sorry bastard? Meh. Anyway, but yeah, it's my favorite place. And when we trip, we like to stimulate our minds. And like some of us bring notebooks. I like to draw sometimes. Definitely we have like these videos that it's all about stimulation, like
yeah.
Tripping out and we talk and
walk around.
Yeah. I like to be in nature a lot. And so when I trip, it's always in like a very controlled and like safe place where I can still go out and like experience nature. But I've also done acid at parties and stuff. Only one tab though.
For sure.
It's, I mean.
Oh, the last time I dropped was at the event happened at, it was out here well, I was actually like near Silver Lake, near Dodger Stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a rehearsal hall that we would go to. The people I was jamming with like last year, they had this spot and like we rented it out and like, okay, so there's like, we just had a bunch of different bands and like rappers and stuff, like just mm-hmm. chilling. And then I got to DJ at the end, but I had a friend's band come through from Salinas.
Oh, yeah?
And so, yeah, they're called Modern Life. The lineup was cool. Like, I mean, artists that I've been meeting out here, and they're like talented people.
Mm. Well, that's fun. Always, it's always fun to work with your friends and stuff. Yeah, you know? And most like dev. People who are into it. Like, fuck. I don't know. It's inspiring to see, and it also pushes you to do more when you see like
other definitely. People doing it, yeah, know? That was the big push. Like, I seriously like needed that. You know, I needed to see other people doing things that I want to do. And, like, you know, just pushing their own craft. And yeah. there was a lot of skill out here, man. This is a big reason why I came to L.A. versus, you know, San Francisco, which I love, but I just didn't want to live there yet. L.A. is just, like, a good scene, like, with music, when it comes to music.
There is so much shit going on in L.A., dude, that mm-hmm. I really get pissed off when I hear friends like, man, there's no opportunity.
Yeah, no. I'm
like, dude, you do not know.
You don't know where you live, yeah. man. Like,
because I
know.
Lived in Ohio for, like, almost a year, and I was like, no, there's nothing.
What the fuck is out there?
Right? So I had to come back. I was like, no. Like, this is my home. Right here. I gotta stay here.
My parents made the good choice.
Yeah. Right? LA is and New York, you know.
Oh, that's Miami, that's my next. Yeah. That's my next something. Yeah.
I mean, all these major cities, they're popping. Like, not all of them, but like good. LA for sure is fucking LA popping.
Yeah, I mean, oh my goodness. I freaking got a jewelry internship here through Craigslist for a designer that does things for like big pop stars, like freaking they worked he's actually friends with Cher, dude. I actually like got to drop Cher? Off a package at her house in Malibu.
What?
Yeah, like I mean yeah, I didn't even know it was her house until afterwards, and I was like, oh okay, well that's cool, like she lives right there, like dang, it's like right off the one, dude. It's really dope, like it's really? A dope scene. You could Google it, and like they'll send you'll see pictures of her place, and oh, it's freaking nice. I mean, she's right there on the top of the little like hill like that. I mean, it's
she has all that money, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but she's yeah.
There's a lot of celebrities that I bump into, like where I work. We cater primarily for like entertainment, like celebrities and all these people. There's a shit ton of celebrities that come in. Just today, I actually saw the guy from Choke. Do you know the actor?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I don't know his name. He's a really good actor.
You know who I ran into while I was out here when I barely moved out here? I ran into Skrillex, Sonny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome because actually...
He's Jewish.
He was in downtown at a cafe. I was at the internship and I just went down to the art district because it was cool. Right there close. And then, yeah, I mean...
Downtown LA is really popping,
dude.
That
internship, oh my God. I freaking love LA, like, for the opportunities and everything, man. It's been great. It's been really great to be out here.
We're in downtown.
Where's their studio?
Yeah, where's your studio?
It's off 4th Street, really close to the art district. But it's actually, like, this way.
Oh, so, yeah, it's, like, close to Alameda? No, that's me. Sorry.
It's kind of, like it's right next to the bridge.
Oh, right, okay, bridge, yeah. All right then. I was in downtown earlier this week. I had a like big meeting. We're on like 4th and Flower.
Okay.
Yeah, in the financial district.
Mm.
And it's fuck. Dude, I hate, but I love the environment of downtown.
Because
I was there and I was, definitely. It was a boring meeting, okay?
Okay.
But it was, but I have some friends in corporate and they were like, dude, you need to come down here, like work with us, like you'll be cool and really? Set here. And,
wow.
And I was like looking around and dude, the downtown LA is constantly moving. There's constantly something happening. And when you see people like walking, they're doing shit, you know, like they're out to, all right, I'm on lunch, but I'm doing this and blah, blah. I'm on the phone. Like, we got to go over here. We got to go over there. Like, the fact that everybody is doing something makes you want to do something.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's a lot of times when, like, I'm a lazy person. When I'm in bed, I just want to be in bed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I force myself to wake up early in the morning mm-hmm. to go to the gym and work and then go to school. But, like, when you're in downtown and you're living in a place that is constantly moving, it gives you that extra oomph, that energy to make it through the day. And when I see people that are just like, just chilling, like I've gone back to old friends and be like, hey man, what are you up to? He's like, nothing. You know? Like, you're like,
yeah.
Where's that drive, dude? You're like young, you know. Mm-hmm. You got like all these opportunities here in LA, and there's so much shit going on, and they're just like, there's just no jobs out there.
Honestly, I mean, that sucks. That
it does suck that.
And it sucks that that's the way to think. That's, I mean.
Yeah, it does. Well, I mean, it sucks. I mean, we're not in the best economy, but at the same time, this is the one place you would find a job.
You make them, yeah.
Yeah, you make. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You make them. You know,
yeah, I'm an entrepreneur, definitely at heart. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, yeah, you're going to school for business too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's how we connected.
For sure.
Yeah, but I mean, it's crazy. It kind of it's disappointing when you see young people that aren't driven. You know, like they're okay with being on a plateau.
Mm.
You know, and that's kind of what I wish. I mean, that's why I like having people on here, is because I like driven people. I like to learn from them too, and awesome. Find out more about them. See, you're on here.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely. You know?
So I mean, that's what I want. That's what I like to see, and that's kind of what I push for.
Awesome.
Yeah, through my BS podcast. Plug. So I don't know. I mean, that's awesome that you're working downtown, though. You must love it.
Oh, I mean, I was working for them last year, and then now I'm working for Cal State LA.
Oh yeah, that's right. Never mind. So. But I mean, that's still pretty close to downtown. Where do you stay at now?
I stay pretty close, like 10 minutes away from downtown.
East. Oh really?
Really close to campus, yeah.
Oh, like oh okay, that's like, not bad at all.
Yeah, I could.
Oh, lucky.
Aww. Oh man,
I'm really close to the campus. Yeah,
I live all the way over here.
Yeah.
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 It's a track.
It's 30 minutes.
Yeah. Well, it was 30 minutes today.
Today. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not 30 minutes on a regular day.
How long does it take?
All right. I go to Mid Wilshire for work, like Beverly Hills / Koreatown.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know where the Grove is.
Mm-hmm.
I work right close to that, where the LACMA is.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh,
so
yeah, we had a show there.
Cause at the LACMA?
The designer I worked for, he actually worked on the first 3D printed dress in the world.
No way.
Yeah, and so I got to work on it. Yeah, I was putting on little gems on it, though.
No way! Yeah. Oh, that's fucking awesome. I thought I think I did read something about a 3D printed dress.
Yeah, that's really. It was fit for Dita Von Teese.
Wow, Brothers, she wore Brothers. It.
Yeah, she wore. Aww. It. I saw her in it.
Aww.
Man, it's fashion.
Did it look
it's very
nice?
Glam. It was.
Was it pulled
it's a,
off?
It's
well,
a,
or?
I mean, it's interesting. It's very.
Does it ever smear it's 3D printed?
No. Well, the thing,
what is it?
It was like nylon, rubber? So it was really, it was in a movie, like the way he made the dress, he made it to articulate, but something happened in the design process that didn't cause it to do it the way, I know he wanted it a little bit different than the way it turned out, mm-hmm. because it's nylon, like it's a hard material mm-hmm. that it came out, but I mean, it's an interesting dress.
Hmm.
And I know like inside information about it a little bit, so it's like it's interesting to understand like what like because there's costly mistakes that like can be made, and it's something you're trying to do something new, you know.
Yeah.
And you just yeah.
And then it sucks when, especially when the technology doesn't work with
yeah.
your imagination the way you want to do it.
Yeah.
But it means so much coming from a 3D printed dress, you know,
yeah,
the fact that
I
you
mean,
can do it that way, it would open up a whole new market.
It really got my interest, and I mean. I didn't know that going in because it was a jewelry internship, and then they had
really?
To work on that job. But I went back last November. I think it was in November, December, because I hit up the designer because I've been wanting to, you know, see how his business is doing, try to help him out that way. Stay connected, you know, because he's a good that's a good resource, especially
that's,
like
business is really about networking now. Like,
yeah,
it's
it is.
Really
absolutely
crazy.
You need to follow up, you know.
Yeah,
it's all about that. And meeting, like, always trying to meet new people, get more money for whatever you're trying to fund.
And it's all about, like, all right, you know, I've got your back, you got mine. You know, it's really, like...
you work with your friends,
yeah.
Yeah,
you work with your friends,
yeah,
people
that's,
you
so
trust.
That's what people need to when people, I think more people could get into business, they understood that that's really how simple it is.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Obviously, you need to know the financials, the accounting and stuff, but it's crazy
and it would
how
be...
much is dependent on your relationships with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. You really gotta know how to read people and know people.
Ooh, yeah.
Talk into that mic.
I went to this workshop. I went to this workshop in December, and somebody I met there, he goes to a hypnosis institute here in LA. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he invited me out to one of the professors speaks, and I took some friends too, and then it was really interesting. He was talking about like relationship dynamics, and it made complete sense because there's a physical trait and emotional, like the person you are attracted to and want to be intimate with is going to be the opposite but equal. So you're like, let's say you're kind of a mix of physical and emotional, but you're like 60% physical versus like 40% emotional. Like that person's going to be emotional 60% if you're physical.
Really?
Yeah, and then it's just going to be a balance. Hmm. Yeah, so I mean, and
I imagine that would be like such a trippy.
Yeah, it was really interesting. It's really interesting. I wanted to learn more.
Very few people can pull it off too. Yeah. They need to have that. They need to give out that comfort level.
Yeah, because you know? I mean, it was a trip. Because
if somebody's resistant, they're not going to be hypnotized.
Yeah. You have to. It is about you have to let go a little bit and like understand. Because it's all about talking, though. You were like mm-hmm. a girl I met there. She actually goes there too. And she, I think I'm going to work with her. I mean, she contacted me the other day too to like go under like hypnosis, but mm-hmm. like more mild. The one that she did when I was there at that event or that seminar that night, it was interesting because it's like really she's just talking, but like you feel it in your head.
I don't think I could do hypnosis.
How does that happen?
I mean, it was a mild hypnosis. It wasn't really serious, but it was just like...
Well, like, you know what? It scares me that somebody could like... Well, I mean, I would be giving up that authority for somebody to get mm-hmm. into my
mental process. Yeah, you do.
You know? And I don't think I could trust somebody to do that. Or I'll be afraid of what he finds out.
How did he find out?
Well, you know, you ask questions or you or well it's I
and
guess
it's, it, they're all cha- they are channeling something yeah. when they do that they do it's like
they're allowing
they
you
they're opening a like it's it really is because the girl even said that like she went to a she had just went to a psychic she was about to be a doctor mm-hmm. this girl that I was I yeah this girl so she was about to be a doctor and then she went to a psychic and the psychic told her that this is her calling that this is she's supposed to use this therapy but that she's also going to be channeling spirits. And so that's kind of a trip. Yeah.
Well, hypnosis, generally, it's somebody guiding you through a form of meditation, sort mm-hmm. of. But it's structured in a way where you're going to several levels of your own comfort, in a way, too. And through what you're talking about in those levels of comfort, you're verbally or sometimes in another way showing the person who's taking you there where you're going mm-hmm. and for everybody it's different you know mm-hmm. we all have our own different comfort levels and where we mentally are in those levels
yeah
and by taking you there it's like a very deep and personal environment that you don't share with anybody mm-hmm. because generally you don't even acknowledge it
yeah
you know you subconsciously change your behavior in different events and environments, you know, mm-hmm. and nobody really knows where you got those attributes or characteristics. And by doing hypnosis, you really go into that layer, you know, it's kind of hard to explain, but yeah, I mean, it's very personal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like an invasion. It's
a trip. Yeah. What if somebody ever like got into my brain? I would just be this really dark cave and like,
because you can hear the water like
the
dropping.
Water dripping and me weeping and flapping my cape. Oh shit, people are calling me up to yin yang. I don't know what is up with that. I don't know, but I would have you ever gone through like some kind of therapy
yeah like once
yeah
yeah but I mean
I did therapy I did I had a counselor for like 6 months mm. like a therapist mm-hmm. and because I had a mental breakdown in eighth grade. Wow. Couldn't handle it. I was just too serious all the time.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
No, I was like, believing you. Okay, wait, what?
No, no, but I did go through, like, yeah, it was just nutty. Have you ever, like, it's, a lot of people have stigma about therapy mm-hmm. and, like, actually going to, like, a therapist and whatever, talking about your shit. But it's really, like, beneficial. Some yeah. people, it helps you self-analyze. And once you learn how to do that yourself, you can really carry it through for the rest of your life without needing a therapist.
Wow.
But it's yeah. really fun. Well, I'm when, never, scratch that. Not fun, but it's but like
yeah. I mean, it helps you get to something
beneficial. You know? Yeah,
yeah. I had to. I saw somebody, and then it was cool because like I was just like, I mean, my last session, I was talking to her about making this dream board, and I've kept that with me. You know, like
oh, a dream board.
Yeah, and I think it's good to visualize.
That's getting really popular. It is dream yeah. boards. There's it's been a few helped. People. Yeah, it's helped some people. There's been like three people that I know that do dream boards. You're now the fourth, but
they call them vision boards.
Nice.
Yeah, they're called vision boards.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I have mine. It has like a quote from Bob Marley.
Oh, really?
With him on the side. Yeah, and it's like, it says. It's about integrity, the quote's about.
So I'm like,
I don't even know it at this point. But
no,
yeah.
But you know what? It wasn't even Bob Marley.
It's oh, like that's a Jimmy so bad, huh? No, I'm trying to think, but I just, you know, whatever.
They all look the same.
I'm going to be, oh, wait, okay. You're going to make me, like, try to look this up right now, because like, it's like, something about business and integrity, like, da-da-da-da, no. I don't know. It would have been great if I knew it.
No, I know.
My bad.
It would have been such an awesome part of the podcast.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't even just brought it up, right? Yeah. Just bring it up just to, like, try to look, yeah, stupid. I shot myself in the foot right there.
You know, people just do.
People just do, yeah, my bad. I mean, just but yeah.
I'm, like, totally talking shit to you.
You're so mean.
It's all right. I'm sorry. My bad.
It's okay.
But, yeah. I mean, I used to have in high school, I would read a lot of, like, Bible shit mm-hmm. and, like, apologetics and read theology and shit and philosophy books. And I would, like, just write down quotes that I would get and I would just post them all. I had, like, a whole, like, post board. That I would just filled with different quotes.
Okay.
And like,
yeah, I love quotes, especially when you remember them, right?
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite quotes is like, "Don't trust a faith that hasn't been tested."
Mm.
You know, mm-hmm. you know, just bumper
Whoa.
Sticker quotes.
Don't trust a faith that's never been tested. Dang, that's pretty yeah. hard. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Right though, but I mean, things it makes you think like that. Well, it's like. You know what? There's a lot of people that, or another favorite, one of my favorite quotes is, "Don't trust somebody who claims to have found truth. Follow those that seek it."
Mm.
You know, so I mean, I guess now looking back, I love quotes that are like put things in perspective. You know, because there's a lot of people that tell you what to do. Like even in college, you know, yeah. there's a lot of like. Beliefs and disciplines of mm-hmm. certain subjects.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite things is like when you realize as a kid, you're like, man, when I get older, I'm going to know everything. I'm going to have like this and that. And then you get older and then you're like, whoa, nobody knows jack shit. Like everybody's lost as fuck, right? Nobody knows what they're doing.
That's so true, though. So right? true.
And so, like, so it makes you realize that, you know, those that seek, that say that they know the truth, that this is the truth, like Christianity is the truth, or this is the way that you have to do it, that's the only truth, mm-hmm. or this is yeah. the way things are, you know, it makes you realize, I don't know. I don't think you really know.
Yeah.
You know, and then you start to realize growing up that the whole point is that you don't really know. You don't know what the fuck is going on, but you mm-hmm. accept it and you're yeah. open to other people's opinions and perspectives on it.
Yeah.
You know, opposed to the guy that's like, no, I know. All right.
Yeah.
And that's he's set in his ways.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's the type of quotes that I would post up. That's basically what my little poster board was, whatever.
Okay.
It's not here anymore. I threw it away.
You got tired of looking at it.
I got tired of the quotes. Like, man, this is like, instead of rewriting them down or like, I don't know.
taking a picture.
Typing it down. Yeah, taking a picture, posting it somewhere. It just never did.
But on Instagram now.
Well, yeah, this was, I was so anti-social media back then.
Oh, my... Yeah,
I was like, yeah.
I'm kind of in there still. I mean, whatever.
You don't like social media?
It's all the upkeep and the updates.
Yeah, it's the upkeep.
Yeah.
And on top of that, it takes so much of your time.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're absorbed in other people's stuff or just looking for shit, trying to entertain yourself. And I'm like,
how much time gets eaten up like that? You know, like, you guess, yeah.
Yeah, I get pretty much...
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. It pisses me off because I just got my mom an iPad for Christmas. So I started up her Facebook. She's got her email. Dude, I come home, Facebook all the time.
Yeah. Ooh.
I'm like, what are you doing?
I guess my mom's like that.
Dang, because that's how you find all those, yeah.
I know. I got her blocked.
You got her blocked?
Yeah, no, just play. But no. Yeah, it makes me look bad. Unplug my own mom.
Wow, yeah.
No, but that's just me and my brother as our friends. Anyway, though, what was I going to say? I'm trying to get away from the fact that I block people. I don't know. I just never liked the social media. And you convinced me to actually start an Instagram.
Really?
Yeah, because you kept on telling me you should get an Instagram. You should get an Instagram. But I don't even take photos. You should get one. You should get one, though.
People don't even take photos. They just repost photos.
Fuck you. That's what I do.
There's a lot of people like you that do that.
Shut up.
It's your niche.
Anyway...
Yeah. I mean, it's important stuff. It's funny stuff.
What I post?
Yeah.
I just post up what I think is interesting.
Yeah.
But there's some, I don't know, whatever. That's a different podcast altogether. I can just talk about the dumb shit people post. Like, why are you talking about Mexicans?
I don't like
that's so racist. Whatever. Anyway. Anyway, that's just it. Look, we went a little bit over what I wanted to do, but what'd you think?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You like this? Would you do this again?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It's fun, right? Mm-hmm. It's just whatever comes up.
Yeah.
It comes up. And you can promote whenever you want. Which, by the way, where can people listen to your music?
I have a SoundCloud, Ice Cream Adventure, and then just
is it
keep
like
up
all one word or
it's three words on there.
The Ice Cream Adventure or...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On
never
SoundCloud,
mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I keep on forgetting.
I mean, if you Google, if you Google
ice cream. Like together. I don't know why.
Really? If you Google it, it comes up quick.
Three.
Like SoundCloud,
okay,
I'm like,
you know.
Yeah, like check it out. I mean, I'm working on my site right now. That's gonna have more of my content. Like, it's gonna show like the progression of where I started and then where I'm at right now with my music. Because I've been collecting different types of genres, a lot of different music out here. Like,
oh yeah,
from there's, what I mix out there, you know.
LA is just a melting pot of different cultures, dude.
It's
like,
great.
There is just
it's
so
great.
Much like you can actually involve yourself into. That's why I get so pissed off. You know, like, there's just so many cultures. Like, people are like, oh, there's nothing to do. There's nothing going on.
About that.
It's like, get your ass out there, man. Like, there's, like, subcultures in Compton and Carson and Hawthorne, Inglewood.
Maybe they're just, like, homebodies. They really don't want to go out there. And they live in the suburbs.
They're everywhere, though.
The homebodies.
They are everywhere. The
homebodies. The ones that go to church. The ones that...
They actually pay for their Netflix.
They put...
dang. I don't pay for my Netflix.
That is fucked up.
I do not
pay for my Netflix. That is fucked up.
I pay for my Netflix.
I'm a good American that pays for their Netflix. Yeah. Okay, how dare you? And I tip 20%, okay? How dare you snooze? Oh, man. Yeah, basically, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so happy Valentine's Day. Gotta remind everyone.
Oh, no. You're going to do that. All right. Well, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. This isn't going to air on Valentine's Day, by the way. Probably it's okay. Tomorrow.
I still want to let everyone know this happened on this day.
Damn it. Oh, yeah. This is what we're doing on Valentine's Day, just getting drunk high and just talking.
It's Saturday night.
Yeah. We got to do something.
Yep, it is.
Yeah. Oh, you're free. You want to do something?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, I found something to do.
Anyway. Yeah, I gotta go back. Back to campus. Gotta go work on this
project. You got a little good fix, so.
Yeah. So, all right.
All right, guys. I want to thank you for coming on. I really appreciate you coming all the way down here. I know it's a fucking mission. And thanks, Snooze, for always coming over and, you know, being you.
You're welcome.
Doing your thing.
Most F.
All right. Always check out Ice Cream Adventure and check out the Nature Box, Coco Jack, and On It. All can be found at abspodcast.com/support. Just go over there. There's all my fucking podcasts and some really stupid bio about what this is. And that's pretty much it, guys. Have a good week. Bye.
Laters.
Bye.